Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about do your research carefully before approaching a bank for a loan. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. For starting any form of business, you need capital. And if you do not have capital at home or in hand, it means that you need to borrow. Now, the question is from whom to borrow the money from. There are a huge number of financial institutes who are ready to give loans to entrepreneurs, but each of them have some or other conditions and need to meet the conditions is the toughest part. Some may not have conditions prior of taking a loan, but once you have taken it, you will find yourself in the muddle. Therefore, before you approach a bank, you should do a proper study of all your conditions and then talk to them. If you have doubts, you can clear it out while you meet them, but do not keep your doubts for the next moment as they can be dangerous. When it comes to procuring heavy equipment, you are dealing with a lot of money, and if you think that buying the secondhand heavy equipment will cost you less than a brand new one, you are right in a way, but that does not mean that it will be inexpensive that you may not need a loan to go ahead with the deal. As long as you have the allocated enough resources to procure a machine, you may skip the idea of going for a loan, or else many big construction companies take loans to buy heavy equipment. They feel that it is worth to go for the loan because by doing that, they will not exhaust all the resources and can use it well when it is most required. They need money to take care of the operating as well as a non-operating expense, and they will never want to go short of money when it comes to meeting those expenses. Number one, condition of a bank prior to the loan approval. The first thing you need to is check your approach of the bank is in their terms and conditions prior to the approval of a loan. They may have certain conditions, like they can approve the loan only if the credit rating is above certain ranking or the points or if the annual turnover is above certain amount. These conditions are in place so that they are assured that you will be able to pay your debt in a timely manner. Some financial institutions may even ask for business plan and how many construction projects you have in hand. They try to seek this information to know that you have work in hand and can be trusted as far as repayment of the debt is concerned. Next, conditions of the bank post-loan approval. Some banks have condition post-loan approval, and you need to be cautious about those such banks. They might not mention everything crystal clear verbally, but therefore you got to read the disclosure carefully. You may find these things that you are not comfortable with, and you can raise those things with the bank and seek clarification if you find them to be satisfactory, or you may not proceed, or else you can always pick the next option or go to a different bank. You never know. But you got to do your homework before you sign over a loan with a bank. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.